Welcome back to Sports Talk, FM 99.1, The Sports Animal. I'm Jimmy Himes, along with Vince Ferrara. The Tennessee swim team doing quite well at Auburn in the SEC Championships. As we mentioned earlier, the Lady Vols lead the championships with 385 points after two nights. That's ahead of second-place Florida, which is at 356.5. The men are in sixth place, 328.5. Texas A&M leads at 438. And we're pleased now to be joined by Matt Kredich, head coach of the Tennessee swimming program. Matt, how are you?
Doing well. How are you, Jimmy?
Doing fine. First, let's talk about some outstanding performances. First off, Erica Brown, her third straight SEC 50 freestyle title, just the third woman to do so. She joins a couple of Olympic medalists. She swam a 21.03. That makes the second fastest performer in history and lowered her own SEC record. 15th SEC gold medal. What a great performance by Erica Brown.
Yeah, it was. The funny thing is, and I think this is one of the things that makes her great, that she came out of it, and she was certainly happy, thrilled to win, thrilled to swim her best time, but had two or three things that she knew she could clean up, and she got her sights set on NC2As and figuring out how to go even faster. The fastest woman in history currently swims for Cal. She's a senior at Cal, so that's going to be quite a showdown at NC2As in 4 weeks.
She said there were things she could clean up. When you watch her swim, do you see those same things?
I do. I mean, after watching her swim for a while, it's amazing to watch because she's so much quicker. She just kind of moves her arms quicker than anybody else. But after watching it for a while, I can start to see things. And she sometimes just gets ahead of herself. She's got so much energy and enthusiasm. Like you hear in other sports, sometimes you hear people say you can speed up by slowing down. She may need to do that a little bit. It's a little counterintuitive, but you make tiny mistakes by rushing. And in the heat of battle, sometimes just getting experience through a championship season smooths those things out. And this is a huge meet. It's not as big to us as NC2As, so I think she's going to be a little sharper at NC2As.
Megan Small, she also wins her third gold in the SEC, the 200 individual medley. Only the third woman to win the event three times. That's the same thing Brown did in her event. Also, her second consecutive SEC title. Just talk about Megan Small's performance.
Well, the 200 IM really requires almost essentially every skill in swimming. You've got two lengths of each stroke at a really high speed. You've got to be able to turn in those strokes. You've got to have some endurance. You got to have speed. And Megan, I guess it's fitting, she's just the best athlete I've ever coached. And it's sometimes, and I feel this way with Erica too, sometimes it's hard to not just sit back and spectate because they are such exceptional athletes. And Megan, I mean, she just has complete command over every stroke, and she took complete command of that race. And you could tell from the first three strokes that nobody else really had a chance. It's kind of a privilege to watch.
How unusual is it to have a swimmer who has complete command of every stroke?
It's quite exceptional. I mean, the movement patterns for each stroke have some similarities, but in order to be able to combine all of them at an elite level, I mean, you'll see probably one in a thousand swimmers at this level, at the SEC level, be able to have that kind of control and command over all the strokes. And then to be able to sprint it, have the endurance, have the competitiveness, it's an exceptionally rare package. to have those two in the same class, I don't think I'll ever see that again in my coaching career. I hope I do, but
the Lady Vols got a couple of gold medals in relays. Talk about that.
Yeah, that was a great first night for us. We won the 200 medley relay with Megan on backstroke, Nicole Popoff on breaststroke, Erica on freestyle, and Stanzi Mosley on fly. And that's three quarters of the relay that won the national championship last year and won the SEC championship last year, too. Switched out Maddie Bannock for Stansy Mosley and didn't miss a beat. I mean, I was really thrilled with that performance. And then in the 800 free relay, Tennessee women have never won that at SECs. So we had three seniors, Erica, Megan, Tess Chaplua, and a junior, Tiasha Pintar, on that relay. And they just dominated. I mean, we had a 3-second lead, I think, after Erica swam and never gave it up. So that was kind of a statement swim, and it was nice to. It was the only relay we've never won at SECs. It's really good to get that. I guess that title for the first time, and gave our team a lot of momentum heading into the next day, which was yesterday. And you know, aside from Megan and Erica's performances, we had Amanda Noonan, phenomenal in the 500 free. So she was an A finalist, and you get a lot of points for being in the A final. Trudy Rothrock had a great 200 IM. Tess Chaplua had a phenomenal 200 IM. She ended up finishing fourth in a really fast field. And then Bailey Grinter was also top eight in the 50. So I think those relay performances on Thursday night gave us a lot of confidence and momentum heading into yesterday, and we put up some great performances yesterday.
So the Lady Vols lead right now 385 points. Matt, do you like your chances to capture the SEC title based on the remaining events?
I do. We had, I mean, I'd rather be us than anybody else, that's for sure. We had a really good morning this morning. So in the morning, there are about three to five events a day. And you swim preliminaries in order to get spots in finals. And we have two A finalists in each of the three swimming events. And that's the highest number of any other team here. So that's a lot of points. We also got quite a few people into the B finals and a few people in the C finals too. So just based on points, we should have a lead to be going average points in those finals. We should have a lead again tonight, maybe be able to extend it. But then our last 2 days are, we're in a good battle with Kentucky and Florida right now, and they're really strong in the last 2 days, as are we. So it's not like anybody's going to give it to us, and we have to keep performing and have some people that haven't really swum their best events yet. They've got to step up and do something too. So I love our position right now, and I love the attitude of the team and kind of the way we're carrying ourselves. But it will definitely be a battle in the last 2 days.
What do you like most about what you've seen from the men so far?
Man, our guys are just scrapping. I mean, first of all, we've come to this meet before and had a handful of them really be able to rise to the level of the meet, and for others have spent the first couple of days feeling like the meet's bigger than they are. I haven't seen any of that yet. So I think our men's team presence is better than I've seen it in a long time. And so we've had some young guys rise up and perform really well. This morning we had a guy who was a walk-on. I mean, he essentially begged us to take him on the team. He's qualified eighth in the 200 freestyle. His name is Seth Thompson Bailey. And he's you know, exactly what you'd hope for from a guy that's going to walk on. And because of his work ethic, the fact he's a student of the sport, he's found himself in the top heat of SECs, and he's certainly not afraid of his competition and you know, willing to try to win. So he's a great example, I think, of our men's team attitude, and we're swimming well across all the events. We've just like the women, we put a lot of people in finals tonight, so I like our position there too.
Were you pleased with Matthew Wade's bronze medal in the 3-meter springboard?
Yes, especially because he barely qualified for finals. He had a rough, I think, second dive in prelims and found himself in, maybe in 20th place after that round. So in prelims, he scrapped and fought his way back to maybe 7th or 8th. And then he clawed his way up into medal position. And then yesterday, Will Hallam did the same thing. Now, Will, on the first day, he got a few points, but he was having other people squeeze his towel out for him because he couldn't raise his left arm. He's battling with an injury, and that was on the 1 meter. So he went up to the 3 meter, and I wasn't sure he was going to be able to dive. And he just got better and better with every dive. He scratched his way into the top eight, and then at night he was just a warrior, and he ended up medaling. He found his way onto the medal stand. Mm-hmm. He ended up third. So our guy, I think those two guys are a perfect example. They're not letting a little setback shake them up. And in fact, you know, it's like I told the team on the first day, when people in contact sports kind of get a hit in the mouth and taste blood, you go one or two directions. And that happened to us the first night. And it's like the team tasted blood and got really inspired by it. Like said, oh, that's where I want to be. And we competed better with more focus, harder, and that's just continued. So it's been inspiring really to watch both the men and the women compete so far. Got half the meet to go. So,
do you conclude Friday night?
Now, the meet ends Saturday.
Saturday night. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, Matt, we appreciate it. Hey, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on the results so far. And we look forward to visiting with you when the meet is over.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you,
Matt.
Yes, sir. That's Matt Kreditz, head coach of the Tennessee Swim Program. Lady Vols right now in first. The Vols are in sixth.